brand new season, and we're going to have David Cassidy here in just a few minutes.
You're working with four lovely gentlemen on a daily basis. David Cassidy walks in, and you just become all a titter.
That's exactly right.
I don't blame her.
I'm
kind of a titter myself.
You always have been.
I'm steamed here. I just saw this beggar's night thing. I thought we had this all worked out where it would be the same time, all the cities, all the things, all the...
So who's stepping out of line now, Bob?
Well, it's supposed to be, you know, we all said it's going to be on the 27th, which
right.
is Thursday. The reason
right.
being they wanted to stay away from the weekend.
Right.
Of course, they want to get the...
You
know, Tripodis, Mr. Elliott, our producer, Clark Donnelly, Stacey McKay. And, of course, joining us in the studio right now, it is David Cassidy.
Yeah.
Good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you all. Nice to be here.
You were coming. You looked a little tired, you know.
I looked a little tired.
And I thought maybe I'd just yell at you just to try to scare the heck out of you this morning.
A little shot of this might work.
Now, 7 weeks you've been on the road now with Blood Brothers, mm-hmm. the opening show of the Broadway series here in Columbus.
Yeah.
Working with Petula Clark.
Yeah.
Both singing backgrounds. That's got to be fun sharing some war stories.
Well, you know, we're a little long in the tooth when it comes to this.
Well, I didn't mean to imply that in any way, shape, or form. But
no,
yes, you're right,
you did.
David. That's
Let's be honest. You're an old guy, David, now. Whatever happened to the shag and where is the crushed velvet? Yeah, I got it. It's nice to be out of that crushed velvet, thank God.
Yeah, I bet.
We did it on Broadway together, Blood Brothers, last year, and it was a great experience for the both of us. We're I think ideally suited to work together. We've become very good friends, and you know, playing this part, she plays my mother in this play, and she, unlike a lot of the people that I've worked with in the theater, she comes from movies. She comes from making pop records. I didn't know this about her, but she's such a terrific actress. She worked and did like 25 films or more. Hmm. Before she ever had a pop career. And she was an actress from the time she was like 11.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, nobody did. I mean, she made movies for Rank over there in England,
yeah.
and a lot of them. And right around the time Julie Andrews started making, you know, those British films. So she really has in terms of her acting and everything else, she's really good, and she has a voice that's like, you know, from the gods. So... We've become very good friends, and there is definitely a chemistry there, and it's real exciting to go out and play with her every night and do this. I think audiences, you know, this show is kind of like the little show that could. It opened on the West End, you know, 8-9 years ago, excuse me, and it closed in about 3 months. They brought it back the following year, and it became a gigantic hit, and has been running there in the West End ever since. It won all the awards, the Olivier Awards, same awards that, you know, in fact, I think it won more awards than Phantom or Les Mis or Cats or any of them won. And they brought it, after years of being over there, they got into some legal problems. They brought it to Broadway, and they opened, and they had mixed reviews at best, and the audiences just... I responded so well to it. The audiences and the producers' belief in this show responded that it became, their advertising became, you know, 47 performances, 47 standing ovations. And then after 200 and 300 and 400, it's now been running for a year and a half there, and it's done very, very well. But
did that put pressure on you then, knowing of its success to carry that on?
Well, we came into it after it was 12 weeks, and it was on the brink of it's either going to have to make it right away or not, because it was losing money. You know, the show, the audiences were loving it. It's just there were not the kind of audiences that could keep a show. The economics on Broadway were very, 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 very difficult. And... it was nominated for 7 Tony Awards. So it has a lot of the, I think a lot of the history of the show is almost, I'm very proud of the fact that I'm now taking it out, and we were, you know, partly responsible for it becoming a big success in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very big part of me that I feel identify with it. the character I play in this play is, it's very, he's very much an underdog, as this play, I think, in a way was. And audiences just are blown away by it. It has such power. It is, it's very funny. Willie Russell, who wrote, got nominated for an Academy Award for Educating Rita, and Shirley Valentine. He's just a great, consummate playwright. And the music is fantastic. And Petula, who gets to sing a lot more in the play than I do, actually, you know, what she does with the score is just really, it's pretty magical.
Blood Brothers, starring David Cassidy, Petula Clark, our Sunday 95 season opener of the Broadway series. Can you stick around for a few minutes?
We'll, yeah.
If you want to call and talk to David, feel free. Give us a call at 821-WSNY. But one controversy we have to fix up before we go any further, we got to get to the birthday rush or two here in a moment, is did the Partridge Family ever go to Kings Island?
There's a controversy about this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you one question before I answer that question.
Yeah.
What is the controversy about the Partridge Family ever going to Kings Island?
There are those in this building who believe it was the Brady Bunch who went.
Man, I want to meet those morons. Who are they?
That would be me.
Get in the Partridge Family bus and get out of here. The Partridge Family, in fact, did go to Kings Island. There were record-breaking crowds, and in fact, security. I was with somebody recently, and I'm trying to think of where it was. I think it was in Cleveland, where I met somebody, a newspaper guy, who said, I traveled with you. I came to Kings Island when you did that episode there, and he said, in all of my life, I had heard all about the hoopla. I thought it was a lot of hoopla and all of that media hype, and he said, I never in my life have ever seen anything quite like it. He said, you needed security to go from your dressing room out to the set of 8 policemen to get you there, and they had to wrap you in a blanket and all this other stuff, and he was describing it from his perspective. And I said to him, you know, I want to tell you something. The people at Kings Island and that Kings Island experience was really nothing. It was a very mild, I mean, there were fans, there were thousands of them, but they were very well behaved. He said, if that was well behaved and that was cool, he said, I can only imagine what touring with you was like. And I said, well, that's one of the reasons why I retired, pal.
Not doing that anymore.
It got a little out of hand.
Well, we'll get your phone calls here in a moment. Back with the birthday roster and your 5-day forecast with David Cassidy on Sunday 95.
Columbus talks about...
Since we have low operating costs, we can offer low fares on a regular basis.
Southwest Airlines has low fares on every seat, every flight, everywhere it flies. And as Chairman Herb Kelleher says, that goes for everyone.
You don't have to be a left-handed catcher with a red-headed monkey traveling at 2 o'clock in the morning to get them. They're generally available to everybody. And that's our policy and that's our philosophy. We're really dedicated to low fares. It's not a gimmick. It's not a promotion with us. It's something that we believe in with all of our fiber. And I think it's been very successful because it's enabled an awful lot of people to fly who otherwise would have been unable to.
Southwest Airlines has 5 daily nonstop flights from Columbus to Chicago's Midway Airport and low fares everywhere they fly. That even goes for you left-handed catchers traveling with red-headed monkeys.
Southwest is the low-fare airline. There's no question about that.
A software supplier named Fisk had health care costs flopping his...
Here before we get to the phones with David Cassidy, Patty Riley is 36 today. Happy birthday from Sally. Grace Dunleavy is 54. Actually, her birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday from Sandy. Mrs. Marson is 82 today. Happy birthday from Ellen and Sandy. Jenny Henry is 13. Happy birthday from your best friends, Joanna, Emily, Tanya, Heather, and Allison. And our celebrity birthdays.
Rock and roller Chuck Berry, 68. Actor George C. Scott, 67. Actress from Working Mindy, Pam Dauber, 43. Actress Erin Moran, Joni Loves Chachi, Happy Days, 33. And tennis player Martina Navratilova, 38 years of age today.
Is Clark by standing by to do his impression again? No.
No.
Okay. What about Chuck Berry, 68 years old today? Right. Now, despite what you might think of Chuck, it is my belief that he is probably the greatest rock and roll poet of all time. I think that there has never been a better, more imaginative lyricist. And I don't know whether you've ever seen on A&E or they did a special on Chuck and who he is and his life, which is not necessarily a pretty picture of him.
Yeah.
But he's such an unusual guy, and boy, he's out there. He's got 1 foot on Mars, 1 foot here. But what a lyricist. Go back and you read all that stuff, and you talk about the infancy of rock and roll and how he, when he was writing, he ended up seeing when he got the sheet music, two other people's names on the music. Well, one guy was the guy who printed the music out, and he's splitting the royalties. He's never even met these guys, never even heard of them.
Wow.
On a lot of his early songs. I mean, the corruption that really ran very, very deep in those days. And mm-hmm. I think that in a lot of ways, I heard you say that. He's 68 today, mm-hmm. and George C. Scott is 67. Chuck Berry's older than George C. Scott.
Hard to believe it.
Wow,
David
man.
Cassidy is our guest here today. Of course, Blood Brothers opens the Broadway series, and we'll be taking your phone calls at 821-WSNY. Didn't you just celebrate a birthday? Seems to me as though I
read your name 6 months ago.
Was it 6 months ago?
No, my brother did. You know what? Last month.
That's right.
Yeah, my brother did, John. About 2-3 weeks ago. In fact, I called him. I was on a radio station. I called him on the air and woke him up, and he was more than thrilled as you
can
imagine.
Pretty happy about that, I bet.
Hey, let's do Blood Brothers tonight, pal. and he was really not thrilled. I was, of course, back east, and he was in the West Coast, so it was about 5 in the morning when I woke him up.
You can relate to that, Dino. Yes. He used to call us when he was out in L.A. all the time at 4:30 in the morning. Sunday 5, hi, you have a question for David Cassidy.
No, I just wanted to tell him about when he went to came to the Ohio State Fair. I was working night shift at the time, and I got off work at 6 o'clock,
so
I could be there when the fair opened. I went and grabbed chairs, put them down on the racetrack, and I sit there until 3 o'clock in the afternoon so that my children and my niece and nephew could have front row seats.
God bless you. God bless you. You know, I remember playing there a couple times, and it was really great.
It was.
I remember the experience. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it, and I'm glad that you had that experience. Also have to say thanks for that kind of dedication, and it's because of people like you, and I mean this sincerely, that I have carried on, my career is better than ever now. I'm happier in what I do now. And, you know, I've said this many, many times, and I want you to know I truly mean it. It's because of people like you that I'm not pumping gas and that I'm doing what I get to do, that I love to do. And I remember flying into that on a helicopter. You might remember me sort of coptering in and coptering out, and they were really so concerned about the security aspect of getting me in, and more so not for me, but for the kids and the people that were there. And I think all of the media about, you know, what it's going to be like, you know, that a lot of people called it, you know, David Cassidy's coming to town, it's World War III, you know. And it was just all the hysteria.
My children are in their early 30s,
uh-huh.
and they still remember that, because even after sitting there all day in that hot sun,
wow.
in the high 80s,
wow.
I had to go to work that night.
Oh,
with no
boy.
Sleep.
Well, bless
but
you.
But it's just something you would do for your kids, and I enjoyed the show tremendously, and
thank
I
you.
Didn't think I would, because I was, you know, much older.
Well, you know, you're a really sweet person to say that, and I want to tell you how much I appreciate it. I really do. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay. Say hi to your kids for me, okay?
Okay.
Crushed velvet probably threw her off
yeah.
a little bit. 75, hi. I wanted to talk to David Cassidy.
Yes, I did.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, David. Welcome.
Thanks.
It's been about 4 years since you were here in Columbus.
Uh-huh.
And, boy, have I traveled a lot following you with your two musical releases.
Uh-huh.
Book tour.
Thank you.
Play.
Yeah.
What's been the most rewarding?
Oh, I have to say, honestly, by far the most rewarding experience has been doing Blood Brothers. As an actor, it's one of those dream parts that come along. It's probably the best part I've ever had. I think that, you know, there's so much in it. This guy's life is so, you know, for those of you who don't know enough about the play, don't know a whole lot about the story, I get to play, in fact, a character who ages, a very working-class Liverpool guy who ages from the age of 7 to 35.
And you do it so well.
Well, thanks.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's an amazing journey to take every night. And I love this guy. He has, I have such compassion for him in his life. And as a human, you know, there are lots of people who, because of circumstances, their lives don't go quite the way they expected them to. And sometimes bad breaks happen. And when his life goes, it really goes without letting people in for really in any insight into what they're in for tonight. And I don't want to detract from the power of the piece itself, and I couldn't really do it justice except to say that it's a ride that you will probably not forget. And audiences, I've never done a play, I've never done a piece of theatrical work where people unanimously just go, wow, that was just overwhelming. And every single show that we've done has had a standing ovation. And
and you immediately get that feeling, too.
Yeah.
I know when I saw it on Broadway.
Yeah.
The reaction from the crowd,
yeah,
just being amongst it in the audience,
right,
was incredible. And I'm so excited that I got to see it so many times when you were in New York.
Thank
but
you.
My friends didn't.
Right.
So I'm so excited that you're here in Columbus.
Well,
my
thank
friends
you.
Get to share this,
you know,
power of the play.
I was here, I think, I don't know, 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I stayed at, I went back to this hotel I was staying at.
Right.
Went back, I was here 4 years ago, and they gave me this fabulous suite the last time I was
here. I went up there and partied with you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We had this...
Well, let's hear more about this, shall we?
No, it was just, just a bunch of people up there.
You know, we had a very special radio promotion that we did here in town, and they invited all these people, and we had a big party with the radio station up there. And I had a
piano. Yes, I remember that. We had a great time.
Oh, yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was when I was making them hard rock records, you know. Anyway, I went back this time, and unfortunately, that suite was no longer available for you, Mr. Cassidy.
It's been given to Boutros, Galley.
Yeah, thank you. And we have this closet down in the end here for you. Anyway, thank you for your call, and I appreciate it. And come and see the show.
Oh, I'll be there.
We open tonight.
All right.
9:03 at Sunday Night Five. Blood Brothers opens tonight. We do have some tickets that we'll give away starring David Cassidy and Petula Clark. And back with more with you in a moment. We have your new song, too.
Oh, we do?
That we're going to get to in just a moment.
We have my new song that we're going to get
to? Well, we have
one of my newer ones.
My latest
release.
All right, most recent then.
My most recent release.
Can someone like to write me a script?
Can I see something that you're going to be playing here? Something of mine?
This
that one.
Oh, we're doing that. Well, of course, we can play "Lying to Myself."
I was thinking, "Come on, Get Happy" was a possibility. But no.
Well, bless you for that.
We'd like to thank Janet Maxey at Sure Good in Westerville for listening to Sun 95, the station that picks you up and makes you feel good. Once again, thanks, Janet Maxey of Sure Good in Westerville, for listening to Sun 95.
Touch again, I've been used to
4.7 Sunday Night Live with Bob Simpson and Company, and I would like to apologize for saying your new one because, well, you know, I got to tell you,
years
this,
old,
this
but
was 91, right?
Yeah, something like that.
In 1991, I was playing, what was that song I loved? Bend Me, Shape Me for the 843rd time.
And so, frankly, lying to myself was not happening.
No, not for me at that point. But anyway, David Cassidy with us, Broadway series.
Thank you.
Blood Brothers.
We open tonight. We're going to be here through Sunday, and I certainly hope all you guys come and see it. It's a really fine piece of work. I'm very proud of it. And I want to thank you all for your hospitality and for your callers and for
we
their
take
support.
One more quick one?
Yeah,
we
yeah, sure.
We'll take one more call, and yep. Because we've been waiting for a long time. Sunday 5, hi. You want to talk to David?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Jennifer. And
hi, Jennifer.
First of all, I want to see, Bob, did you show him the purse?
I did. I saw the purse. Yeah.
These
is
are
that
all
yours?
Her goodies here.
That's
there.
Mine.
Wow. You know, I never saw the David Cassidy purse, although when I was in Chicago a week ago or so, I was handed a David Cassidy guitar, which I had seen before, but this purse thing, wow.
I love it's, how it says,
I think I love you, Dave. It's a, no, it says David on it. I just wanted to clarify that. I never signed it, Dave. In fact, I never signed it, but the silhouette of me posing here
with crushed velvet.
With crushed, well, I wasn't in the crushed velvet here. This looks like just the standard flared bell-bottom shag haircut
Paisley
silhouette
thing.
Well, you can't see any of the Paisley because, fortunately, it's a silhouette. It's in black. I think I love you, David, and God knows I do for saving this. I want to tell you that after all these years.
Well, I saw you in Joseph a couple years ago on Broadway, and then I saw Blood Brothers in April at the Music Box,
uh-huh.
And both shows were just wonderful, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again tonight.
Thanks. I really look forward to doing it for you. Come and enjoy it.
I will.
And thank you very much for your
support. Thank you. Are you going to be doing any personal appearances while you're in town?
Well, this is about as personal as it gets. You know, when you do Blood Brothers 8 times a week, the rest of the time I'm pretty much laid out, and they have me on a stretcher from work to the hotel. So it's very demanding, and I'm probably not going to be doing a whole lot. Going on tour, I travel on my days off, so it doesn't really allow me to do a whole lot of anything else. But come and enjoy it.
I will.
Thanks
Jennifer,
a lot.
Thanks
okay, thank
for
you.
Sending over that stuff, too.
Yeah.
That was great to see.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Oh, good. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, thanks.
You later.
Thank you.
9:10 at Sun 95. David, thank you for being with us. We'll look
thank
forward
you.
To the run of Blood Brothers this week at the Palace Theater, the Broadway series with Sun 95. Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you, too.
9:10, we'll check out your five-day forecast coming up next. From Columbus, Coach Limousine Service takes off. That thing is huge. See how big that was? You know, David's not a real tall guy. You know?
No, uh-uh.
And he kind of looked like he was lost in the back there.
There it goes.
Swimming around in that Columbus Coach Limousine Service stretch limousine. It's beautiful.
Plenty of room to romp.
Chuck Gatica's five-day forecast now from Sunny 95. Service of Ameritech. For today, partly cloudy with a high temperature about 75. Tonight, showers developing around midnight, low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, showers likely in the morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon. We'll have a high of 65.